Jobs wanted to sell Pixar's computers to a mass market, so he had the Pixar folks open up sales offices in major cities, for which he approved the design, on the theory that creative people would soon come up with all sorts of ways to use the machine. My view is that people are creative animals and will figure out clever new ways to use tools that the inventor never imagined, he later said. I thought that would happen with the Pixar computer, just as it did with the Mac. But the machine never took hold with regular consumers. It cost too much, and there were not many software programs for it. On the software side, Pixar had a rendering program known as Reyes. Renders everything you ever saw for making 3D graphics and images. After Jobs became chairman, the company created a new language and interface named RenderMan that it hoped would become a standard for 3D graphics rendering, just as Adobe's PostScript was for laser printing. As he had with the hardware, Jobs decided that they should try to find a mass market rather than just a specialized one for the software they made. He was never content to aim only at the corporate or high-end specialized markets. He would have these great visions of how RenderMan could be for every man, recalled Pam Kerwin, Pixar's marketing director. He kept coming up with ideas about how ordinary people would use it to make amazing 3D graphics and photorealistic images.